Yes? I thought as much. Can I sit down? There are some things we need to talk about. Yes, now. I know it's late, but it's really important. Come on. You're 18 now. You can't run away from some grown-up talk. Thank you, darling. I know it must be difficult for you. Listen, I understand that you've been through a lot recently. Your parents' divorce, me moving in with you and your father. It's hard to deal with a new figure coming into your life like that. Shh. It's fine, darling. It's perfectly normal to be worried. I see how angry and sad all this is making you. I know that you think that I'm just some kind of evil gold digger. That I'm using your dad or something. I'm here to show you that I just want what's best for both of you. It's true. I want to help you feel better. Actually, that's why I wanted to talk to you. What would you think about a nice session of relaxation? Just you and me. What do I mean? You know, exercises to help you relax. To make you feel good and cared for. It's okay. You don't have to do anything. You see, I'm quite talented at the art of relaxation. Do you want me to show you? I swear I won't hurt you. As I said, I just want to make you feel good. Okay? Great. Just lay down and turn around so I can sit behind your head. There we go. That way, I can easily speak from your left to your right. Are you comfortable, darling? Then let's get started. First thing first, keep in mind that this is a safe environment. I'm just here to guide you into a more relaxed, stress-free state. To help you calm down a bit, let's do some deep breathing, okay? When I tell you to, just inhale, hold it for a bit, and exhale. We'll start with shorter breaths. Are you ready? Close your eyes and focus on your breathing for me. Inhale. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. And exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Notice how relaxing it is. Inhale. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. And exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Feel the tension. Inhale, 3, 2, 1, hold it in, 3, 2, 1, and exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 3, 2, 1, hold it, 3, 2, 1, and exhale, 5, 4, 3, Inhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good boy. Focus on the sound of my voice. Inhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Exhale. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sink deeper into the bed for me. Inhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me inside your mind. Inhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good boy. You're doing so well for me. Now just keep breathing at a comfortable pace. Breathe, and with each exhale, fall deeper and deeper into relaxation. Relax further as you listen to the smooth melody of my words. Let me distract you from all those bad everyday thoughts. Keep your mind on your breathing and the sound of my voice. It's okay to let go. Let your mind go where it wishes to go. You know you can trust my words, because they just feel so wonderful. It's okay to lose track of what I'm saying. Just relax even more deeply for me, my sweet boy. Be honest with yourself, with your feelings. Let your mind and body open to the relaxing energy of my voice. Feel it flow through you, from your head, to your chest, to your stomach, to your hips, to your legs, down to your toes. We are together in this perfect, relaxing place. Realize how good this makes you feel. Give in to that feeling. Let your thoughts go away. You know I will never, ever hurt you. Let this feeling of deep calmness settle down into your mind. Expose yourself to your feelings. to your desires. Relax and sink deeper into trance. You are so beautiful lying there, nice and relaxed. I'm going to tell you a story to help you wind down from the day, my sweet boy. Just focus on the sound of my words, on how wonderful they make you feel. Also, I should add now that touching yourself is definitely an option. Do whatever makes you feel the most comfortable. Now, a few years ago, I was working as an assistant to this very beautiful and wealthy man. So hardworking, strong, powerful. He was respected by everyone. His wife, however, didn't appreciate all the effort he was putting into his work. I remember often hearing the two fighting over the phone. At the end of the day, I could see how stressed out, tired, and vulnerable he was. It was like he had no purpose in life, just an empty shell. It was so sad. An important man like that, so tired and weak. I had to help him out, you see. I decided to give him a purpose. You know, when you work in close proximity like that, it's easy to make things happen. I started by gently seducing him. Some cleavage here, some bending over there, some gentle touch, leaning in really close. Here's your coffee, mister. It was so easy. In a few weeks, he became addicted to my figure, to my voice, to my scent. Then, we started to do some relaxation sessions together, just like this one. I remember how he was so hesitant for the first one. Such a cute boy. That's when he finally confessed how bad things at home were. You see, his wife didn't attend to his needs. Now that couldn't do. He couldn't take it anymore. Days passed, and he fell deeply in love with me. Oh, he was so cute. Like he was 18 all over again. As we did more and more relaxation sessions, his attitude changed. He was no longer thinking about his boring, jealous wife at home. His mind was only focused on me. He was so intoxicated by his hot young assistant, walking around in this sexy, tight secretary outfit. When I was around him, I could see his cute little face blush, blood rushing into his inner thigh. It was so fun watching him try to hide his raging erection as I walked past him. He was just so horny all the time. He had trouble focusing on anything but his hard daddy cock. And his wife wouldn't take care of him. I became really worried. So, I started to take some extreme measures. I began by blowing him off under his desk when no one was looking. My sweet boy. You should have seen the look on his face the first time he came into my mouth. His deepest, darkest fantasy come to life. The sweet heaven of fully exposing yourself, of letting go of all of your control. He craved more of that feeling. The overwhelming sexual pleasure of submitting to a strong, dominant woman. Such a good boy. So, every night, before he went away to his jealous wife, I would make sure his hard, aching cock had been taken care of. Licking. Sucking. Plowing, fucking, coming again and again and again. He was lost in a spiral of hot, dirty sweat, drool, and jizz everywhere. Oh, that sweet, sweet euphoria. Eventually, it became clear that he had to divorce from that wretched hag he called his wife. All this jealousy, all this fighting kept him apart from me. From the intense pleasure I provide. So he left her, alone and penniless, so I could take care of all of this lust overflowing deep inside him. Naturally, I moved in with him. And that's when I met his son. I'm sure you've guessed it by now. I'm talking about your dad, your mom, and you. Shh. It's okay. I know it's your mother, but eventually, you'll forget about her. After all, can make you feel so much better. You heard it, didn't you? Now that I moved in, how every night we just fuck for hours. All those wet sounds and moans. I should confess, I left you no other choice. I've been careful to moan extra loud, to scream as I orgasm for your dad tearing into me. I knew you would be listening. And also, I may have left the door open just for you. Does that arouse you, hearing all those naughty sounds every night from across the hall? You wish you were him, don't you, in that room with me? Would you like me to make you feel good? Like your father? Come on. I want to hear it. Say, yes, mistress. Good boy. Let me kiss your ear. Feel your arousal shoot up as I lean in and... You're so cute. You love it when I kiss you. But just one little kiss is not enough. You need more. Shh. It's okay. Every time I ask you a question for the rest of this session, you will answer, yes, mistress. You don't even have to think about the answer. Let your subconscious sort it out and just say, yes, mistress. Do you understand? Good boy. Would you like to call me mistress from now on? Good boy. See? It's okay if you don't want me as your mom. I'm your mistress now. Do you like it when I whisper deep into your ear? tongue as I lick my voluptuous lips. Do you feel the arousal flowing into your groin? Good boy. That's exactly how it's intended to be. Does your hard, needy cock feel good? Good boy. Would you like it to feel better? Good boy. You're doing so well. Now, if you want to get the full effect of those sessions, you have to devote yourself, body and mind, to my voice. Would you like to become my slave? Good boy. You're doing great. But I need to make sure that's what you really want. Would you like to be my hungry, libidinous little fuck toy? Good boy. Oh, I knew you would. Will you let me shape you into my horny, depraved, greedy slut? Good boy. Such a good baby boy. Unfortunately, as much as I would love to jump on your hard, beautiful cock and ride it until I'm satisfied, I'm afraid you aren't ready yet. Shh. It's okay. I have strong needs, and I know you don't have a lot of experience with women. I wouldn't want to break you on the first night. Shh. Don't feel sad. It's okay. I just have to train you. Will you let me train you, my good boy? Good boy. Let me guide you. I will shape you into my perfect little fuck toy. I will use you every day like I use your daddy. Sweet boy, you'll be able to withstand so much pleasure. Will you do everything I say from now on? Good boy. I look forward to it. You like the excitement of having someone else control you. Now, your first task is very simple. I know you keep in touch with your mommy, but I'm afraid she is a bad influence over you. Would you like me to protect you from her? Good boy. I'm so proud of you. Will you stop talking to your mom for me? Good boy. You're being so brave for me. If she ever calls, you'll tell her that you don't need her anymore, that you are perfectly fine with me. Are you fine with me, my sweet little horny boy? Good boy. Nice and obedient. Would you like to spend more time with me? Good boy. Well, guess what? I quit my job today. After all, now that I'm here, Daddy's hard work is enough to provide for the three of us. That means, from now on, I'll stay here with you while Daddy's hard at work. Does that make you happy? Good boy. Such a good boy. I'll make sure you have plenty of work to do. You know, taking care of the house, doing the laundry. Of course you'll be eager to obey my commands. Because every time you see my smile, every time you see my tongue running over my lovely, luscious lips, every time you hear my voice say, "Good boy," it reminds you of those sessions we share, of that state of sexual ecstasy, of how lucky you are that I found you. Will you do all the chores I tell you to? Good boy. I know you've got what it takes. I'll check on you often when you're busy for me. Leaning into your ear. Are you okay, darling? Good boy. Are you fine doing all that hard work by yourself? Good boy. All of this is going to make you so hot and bothered. Blood rushing to your groin. Brain melting from my very presence. Every day, it'll be harder to focus on anything but my sultry voice deep in your ears. My voice, your raging erect cock. However, you can't just jerk off in front of your hot stepmother every time you get a hard-on. That wouldn't be right. You are going to have to accept the lust building inside of you, taking over every thought and replacing them with pure sexual pleasure. You want to feel more of it. You seek nothing more than to drown in that feeling. That's how you're made. Are you okay with drowning in arousal for me, my sweet boy? Good boy. I do enjoy hearing you say that. At times, it'll feel like you're going crazy. But rest assured, it's all a part of your training. Every night, when I take care of Daddy's needs, that's when you'll jerk off. That's the only time when you'll be able to get that sweet, sweet release you long for. You will stroke yourself to the sound of me fucking your daddy senseless, moaning, screaming, as he shoots that thick, gooey cum inside my wet, tight pussy. Oh, you will come so hard for me. It'll feel like nothing you've ever felt before. Your mind going blank with body-consuming pleasure. Do you want to jerk your brain off to me having raw, savage sex with your daddy? Good boy. It'll feel incredible, but it won't be enough to chase me out of your mind. My voice, my scent, they'll always be with you, taunting and teasing you. You'll crave more of it. In fact, every night from now on, you'll let the door open so you can hear better. Do you want to hear each and every moan, each and every little wet sound coming from our room? Good boy. That's going to be your life from now on. Are you ready to become my helpless little slut? Good boy. That's it, darling. Let me lead you towards your true self. Are you ready to begin this journey with me? Good boy. It's okay. I know that all you need is to give me control over you. To feel the warm embrace of my voice washing over you. I won't ever let you go. I will make your life heaven. You have a purpose now. You don't have to torture yourself with all those questions anymore. It'll be so much easier. All you have to do is relax, obey, and feel good. Pleasure beyond compare for the rest of your life. An endless cycle of lust and release. Oh, my good boy, you've progressed so much today. It's time I leave you for the night. Don't worry. I'll explain everything you need to do. I am going to wake you up now. I will count from 5 to 1. And with each number, you'll gain a little bit of consciousness, a little bit of awareness of your environment. You won't remember any of this session, like a dream that you can't quite grasp. All you'll know is that you feel wonderful. Wonderful and aroused. After I leave you, I'm going to take care of your dad. You're going to stroke that greedy, needing cock of yours until you shoot that hot load into your bed sheets for me. Then, you'll have the most restful sleep. And tomorrow, you'll be ready to start your new life with me. Shh. Don't worry. It's just the beginning. We are going to have so much fun together. Five. Come on up now. 4. Your body totally relaxed. 3. Nice deep breath, almost awake. 2. You're wide awake now. 1. Opening your eyes. Hello again. How are you feeling? Good. That makes me happy. Oh, darling. You don't have to apologize for the things you said earlier. I know you didn't mean it. Shh. It's okay. I forgive you. You look so much better right now. You needed this so much. Would you like to do another session over the weekend? Yes? Thank you. You're such a good boy. Well, I'd better go and attend to your father now. Shall I close the door on my way out? No. Are you sure we won't disturb you? All right then. Good night, my sweet boy.